The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
This way, Mrs. Gilcliffe. Were you surprised to get me phone call?
More pleased, I suppose.
Well, that hotel chain I mentioned some weeks back, he's giving his regular orders. So, knowing you were short of a job. Right then, here's where you'd be working pro tip. I thought I'd start off in packing and see how you go. Now, it's finished wear, so we don't want too many breakages. Any route, you'll have Gladys here on one side and Michelle on the other. They'll show you the route. Gladys Duck, this is Mrs. Gilcliffe.
Reenie Copeland.
Hiya, Duck. Hiya.
They're good workers, these pair, but they do like a little moon. They used to work for Royal Dalton and got spoiled.
Oh, go on.
They'll be working there still, but Michelle here got nabbed with a bone china tea service up at Nicolag.
Yeah.
Anyhow, be warned. Mrs. Copeland's 30 tall. She worked here back in dark ages and she's not green. Isn't that right, eh, Reenie?
I worked here as a girl. Did most jobs, but fettling and sponging mainly. Then I took up nursing, got wed, did part-time at Wedgwood's now and then when the kids were in school, like, so I've kept my hand in.
There you are. What did I say? A new tarmer. Well, I'll let you get cracking. Any problems, I'm likely to be at slip ice.
Well, ladies, where do I start and what time's tea break?
Now you're going to be good for your Auntie Wendy, aren't you,
Charlie? Oh, he's always good for me, isn't he, little duck? And wait till his new Auntie Sybil sees him. Oh, she'll give him some fuss.
Any room for me as they're up at Sybil's? Now she's taking in lodgers.
Oh, I'm not a lodger. I'm more like sharing.
Oh, it's a commune, is it? Well, we'll all move in that case. Neb's all for communes. And if not communes, then kibbutzes.
How'd he settle down to his teaching job?
Neb's not settling down tight, thank the Lord.
Look, you don't mind me popping round and taking His Majesty out now and then, do you?
Oh, it suits me if you've not better do.
Only you're a bit flaky about it.
Oh, don't worry, I shan't throw a wobbly. Not this week, any road.
I'm back on my tablets.
So at your pop, or are they on prescription?
Prescribed, little Miss Clean.
Oh, and what about pop? Are you getting that from chemist and all?
Luke, never me smoke a joint now and then.
Keeps us young. Keeps us dreams intact. Any objections?
None of my business, sis. But I should open a window upstairs. There is such a thing as a drug squad in this town, you know. Hey, where's his bonnet? It's getting feel like back end outdoors.
It's over there, by his playpen. It's up Pitts Hill, isn't it, Sybil's pad?
That's right, 10 minutes walk.
Little terrace, I suppose. She buying it?
No, it's her mum's.
Oh, has her mum died or something?
Has she yet? She's been a widow for yonks. Suddenly, she's got herself a fella. 60-odd, according to Sybil, and still wears his shirt slashed at navel. Any road, he's got a tarted up hovel down Longport, so she's gone living with him. Left family mansion to Sybil and Kat.
Our neighbours nosy.
Not as I've heard. And I've only been there a week, you know, since things didn't work out at our marks.
The nosy round here, you know. You can't live your life. If you and your mates ever fancied, like, getting high, you know, Nev's got contacts.
Hey, steady up. Don't call us, we'll call you. Are you fit then, sunshine? Said ta ra, see Mum. I'll have him back to Fort Lauderdale Manor if he's in the Blackboard jungle.
All right, ta ra. Take care.
Bye.
Sisters, kids. Drug squads. Why can't we just be?
Hop in, love, I'm going back home with my shopping.
Oh, right, smashing. Is this a coincidence or am I being honoured?
Well, to be straight, Ray told me you'd started at the pot bank. And I guess you'd most likely be taking your dinner break at home.
Oh, goodness. I feel as if I'm being courted.
In a way, maybe you are. No harm intended. You know that, I think, don't you, love? If grown people can't admit to an honest affection...
Without going off the rails.
That's well put. That's it, exactly.
Mind if I was a bad lot.
I'd run a mile.
I know you would.
How do you know?
Well, Elsie Oatcake hasn't caught you yet.
Nor will she. Oh, I make a show of flirting with her type. But really, deep down, I revere women. They put them on pedestals.
Oh, round here they put them in pot banks. Hot, dirty, badly lit pot banks.
You're not saying the dream.
Oh, not exactly. But obviously his condition's got a lot to do with it.
Do I take it you've not enjoyed your first morning?
Oh, endured it. First 2 hours were the worst. After that, it was I'd never been away.
Here's your coffee, Wen. Is Nibs asleep, is he?
Just nodding off.
Ain't he gorgeous? Why do they call him Nev too? Sounds like a Rolls Royce.
Because his dad's called Nev, and his mum and dad have both got more brains than they've got common sense.
Poor little mite. When Peter and me have us kids, I shall call me first lad Gregory and me first girl Madonna.
They'll be thrilled to bits. Who's Peter?
He's me steady chap.
Since when have you had a steady chap?
Since me treatment. You know, for what I picked up in Spain.
Picked up lying down?
Don't be awful, Wend. I've had me treatment and there's no damage. Doctor said as I'd had me dreadful warning and I should think myself lucky. I just wanted to hide. And then, in the depths of my misery, I met Peter.
He didn't give you a jab?
No. I met him on bus. We both got off at treatment place. And when I come out, he were waiting for the same bus back. Well, we got talking and...
Suckers for punishment.
He picked his infection up in New York, would you believe? He's in Merchant Navy.
Once aboard the lugger, eh?
He's not in a lugger. He's on a cruise liner. Goes all over. We compared experiences.
Very romantic.
And we both agreed we'd been like the bitten rather than the biters.
How did vampires get into this?
Be serious, Wendy. I mean, that's how Peter put it.
We certainly got away with words, I'll say that.
Anyhow, we both agreed...
In future, you'll wash your feet with your socks on and you'll eat your sweets in the paper.
No, we agreed to keep ourselves pure.
And then you woke up.
We're not sleeping together. That's the pact as we've made. We don't sleep together or out like that till us conditions are cured.
You've been to the library again, haven't you? Raiding them shelves for Barbara Cartland's latest. I mean, this comes straight out of a book, does this eyewash?
I'm telling you, it's true as I'm stood here.
You're sitting down. But anyhow, before the Bible comes out, where is he now, this pillar of virtue?
He's on a boat, but he's phoned me. Somewhere in the middle of Atlantic, and he's phoned me.
Can you hear the waves? And the mermaids calling?
I don't blame you not believing me. I can hardly believe it myself. I mean, who'd ever believe you could meet Mr. Wright while you were getting a jab?
It's all wrong, Ray. I mean, when you come face to face with things, it just hits you. We're going backwards. Working conditions are getting worse, by and large. All right, keep overheads down and you keep prices down. But the strain it puts on the health service, all the headaches and the eye trouble and the cuts that go septic and the dust that gets on folks' lungs, when you think what that costs the country... You are listening, are you, Ray Coakluff? Here I am on my soapbox and I don't think you've heard a word I've said.
Sorry, Reenie, it's just that... Well, I know you've had a day of it, but I kind of get our mark off me mind.
Oh, what can we do, Ray? It's such a personal thing.
It's how we fetched him up, innit? That's what bothers me.
We fetched him up normal.
I don't know. Maybe if you'd had an older brother.
He had his playmates. I never encouraged him to be, well, girlish. And as far as I could see, he never was.
He's been our favourite, though, Duck.
Maybe he was. He's such a nice nature. But boys do have. They're not all little savages. I mean, I didn't want him to be a girl. I'd already got two.
But they were always a bit stroppy for girls, whereas our Mark...
Oh, you'll be saying I dressed him up in frocks next.
It's myself I blame.
Oh, nobody's to blame, Ray. It's nature. It goes back to the Greeks.
Hey, I went to the library yesterday, after my physio session. I read it up. Book there says it's often the case that there's a weak father and a dominant mother.
Oh, so now I'm bossy. That's what dominant means, isn't it? And you're weak. Oh, that theory just doesn't fit where we're concerned.
You do have your opinions, Reenie. I mean, I've just had half an hour of them.
Listen, if you keep telling me I'm bossy, I'll give you a slap and send you to bed without any supper.
Oh, Rach, you're not bossy. But I've always been taken up with my own schemes and plans. I haven't shared much with Mark as he's grown up. There's been a gap. And this chap Bernard stepped in.
Well, he's certainly been an influence.
And to my mind, a bad un. I mean, what do we know about him? I thought he fancied our Wendy.
He did take her out.
That was to fool us, put us on the wrong track. He's playing a deep game, is that chap.
Look, Nev, you must have missed him. Are you sure you were on the right bus? What's your plan, then? You mean you're back at the bus station? You try the 612. You sure you didn't say the 612? Honest, your memory's a sieve. I'll expect you on the 6:12 then. And listen, Nev, if you don't score on that, for heaven's sake, come home.
Only us.
I'll have to go. Wendy's landed with your son. I love you.
What's happened to your front gate?
Oh, you can't have a front gate round here. They've took it for a bonfire, I shouldn't wonder. Come to your mum, little dumpling. Oh, what lovely red cheeks you've got.
We ran all down Brindley Bunk. Sorry we're a bit late. Nev home, is he?
Not yet. He's just rung. He's still at school. He's got some marking finish.
Your kitchen looks like a bomb's hit it.
It's been one of them days.
I'll stick around if you like, till Nev arrives. Tidy up while you see to his nibs.
There's no need.
You look a bit on edge.
Look, I'll manage. I mean, I'm not after my good housekeeping badge. Oh, I'm sorry, Wen. I didn't mean to snap at you, but I feel pressured. I feel like you expect me crack up at any minute.
Well, you've had a bad time.
I was trying to crack up. Not if things get back as they were. I don't like Nev working full time. What other folk do? I want him at home. I want him and me be the way we were. Oh, it's not my mum's way, or me gran's, or yours. It's ours. Me at Nev's. And it's the only way we can be ourselves and be happy.
Look, I'm pretty permanent at Sybil's now. I could have Nipper for a weekend if you and Nev want a bit of time to yourselves.
Fine. As long as Sybil don't mind. I mean, petting a child for half an hour is one thing, but...
Oh, don't worry about Sybil. She's follow my leader type. She likes me being there, ruling roost. Otherwise, she's in dreamland. As these fantasies. She's even invented a boyfriend as keeps ringing her from thigh seas, would you believe?
Hello?
Sybil?
Peter?
Peter?
Where are you ringing from, Peter?
The Atlantic, Sybil. In sight of Southampton. We should dock tonight. With any luck, I could be with you tomorrow.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's like magic. I'm going while I pinch myself.
Listen, I've got to go. I'll be tables to set. I love you, Sib.
And I love you, Peter. Oh, fingers crossed, Sib. This really is happening.
Yes, officer?
Evening, sir. Can you tell me why you're parked here, sir?
Oh, I'm waiting for a friend constable.
Are you, sir? You are aware this is a red light area, sir?
Oh, is it? I didn't think. Anyway, my friend hasn't turned up. I've obviously missed him. I'll be on my way.
Hang about. I've not finished yet. We've been keeping a watch on you, sir. It's called observation. You've been curb-calling, haven't you?
I've been looking for my friend's address.
I can't accept that, sir. You do know curb-crawling's an offence, do you?
Well, I suppose so.
Could I have your name, sir?
Look, officer...
Look, forget the soft soap, mate. Folk live round here, you know. They're trying to bring families up, lead decent lives. They don't want this sort of nuisance.
Listen, officer, I'm a widower, recently bereaved. You know how it is. How it can take a man.
This is no answer.
But there's a neighbour. I feel tempted. Oh, God, I feel dirt. I'm dirt.
Okay, okay. I won't book you this time, but you've had your warning, mate. We've got your car number, and if we see you down here again...
You won't. I promise you won't.
Right. On your way.
No bloody answer. So what is...
Today's episode was written by Tony Perrin, who also devised the Colcloughs. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.